Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Wealth Without Cash is a real estate investing book by Pace Morby that focuses on creative financing as an alternative to conventional bank-funded property acquisition. Positioned within the practical investing and business genre, it explains how investors can structure deals using subject-to-transactions, seller financing, wraps, novations, and related strategies to acquire properties with limited upfront capital. The book is designed to show readers how deal structure can matter more than personal cash reserves, especially in markets where traditional financing is difficult or too slow. Rather than presenting real estate as a purely equity-driven or renovation-driven business, it emphasizes negotiation, seller motivation, legal structure, and transaction design. The book also reflects Morby's broader public identity as a creative finance educator, so it serves both as an instructional guide and a summary of the methods associated with his investing approach. Its purpose is to help readers understand how unconventional financing can create more deal opportunities and expand scale. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, subject to deals as the book's core entry point. The most distinctive strategy in the book is the subject to structure, where an investor takes control of a property by taking over the seller's existing mortgage payments without formally assuming the loan. This matters because it can reduce or eliminate the need for new bank financing and large down payments. The book presents this approach not as a loophole, but as a transaction type that requires careful communication, due diligence, and proper structuring. Its value lies in solving problems for sellers who need relief from a property and for buyers who need access to inventory without the usual capital barriers. In practical terms, subject to is important because it shifts attention from how much money an investor has to how well they can evaluate terms and create a workable arrangement. The strategy is also central to the book's identity because it represents the clearest example of creative finance replacing conventional ownership pathways. Secondly, seller financing as a tool for bypassing traditional lenders. Seller financing is another major pillar of the book, and it expands the discussion beyond subject to by showing how the seller can directly act as the lender. This structure is attractive when buyers cannot qualify for a standard mortgage, when a property is hard to finance conventionally, or when both parties want a faster and more flexible close. The book treats seller financing as a negotiation outcome rather than a fixed product, which means the investor must identify seller goals and tailor terms accordingly. That makes the strategy as much about communication as about math. It also helps explain why creative real estate investing is not just about buying cheap. It is about designing terms that align buyer and seller incentives. In this sense, seller financing is important because it demonstrates how capital can be replaced by terms, and how control of a property can be obtained through structure rather than dependence on institutions. Thirdly, wraps, novations, and lease options as flexible deal structures. Beyond the headline strategies, the book introduces additional creative deal types such as wraps, novations, and lease options. These structures matter because they broaden the toolkit available to investors when a straightforward purchase is not the best fit. Each method changes who holds which rights, obligations, and cash flow responsibilities, allowing the investor to adapt to different seller situations. The practical insight is that real estate transactions are not binary choices between buying or not buying. They can be redesigned to address debt, equity, occupancy, and exit strategy in different ways. The book positions these methods as part of a larger systems-based approach to investing, where flexibility creates more opportunities than rigid reliance on one financing model. Readers benefit by seeing that deal-making is often about matching structure to problem. This is one of the book's strongest contributions because it moves creative finance from a single tactic into a broader framework of transaction engineering. Fourthly, finding motivated sellers and reading the problem behind the property. The book does not stop at financing structures. It also emphasizes the front-end work of finding motivated sellers and understanding their underlying reasons for selling. This is crucial because creative finance only works when the investor can identify a situation where terms matter more than a quick cash sale. The emphasis on lead generation, seller motivation, and off-market opportunities shows that the process begins long before a contract is signed. Readers are encouraged to analyze distress, timing, equity, and seller goals rather than focusing only on property condition. That distinction is important because it shifts investing from a hunt for discounted houses to a search for solvable problems. In practice, this makes the investor more effective in conversations and more likely to structure an offer that the seller can accept. The book therefore links acquisition strategy with empathy and diagnostics, showing that the best deals often come from understanding why a seller needs a non-traditional solution. Lastly, legal structure, due diligence, and team building as scaling requirements. A less flashy but essential theme in the book is the operational discipline required to execute creative deals responsibly. Because subject to and related structures involve legal and financial complexity, the book stresses due diligence, proper documentation, and the need to understand how each arrangement affects both parties. This is important because creative financing can create risk if investors focus only on access and ignore compliance, payment handling, or contractual clarity. The book also highlights team building, suggesting that scaling requires support from attorneys, deal analysts, transaction coordinators, and other specialists. That makes the book more than a collection of tactics. It becomes a blueprint for turning occasional deals into a repeatable business. The scaling message is practical. Investors do not grow by doing everything alone, but by creating systems and support around a consistent acquisition method. This operational side helps distinguish the book from simplistic get-rich manuals because it connects creative deals to real business infrastructure. In conclusion, Wealth Without Cash is best suited for readers who want a practical introduction to creative real estate financing, especially those frustrated by the capital demands of conventional investing. New investors can use it to understand how deals may be structured without relying on large cash reserves. While experienced investors may find value in the emphasis on seller motivation, negotiation, and transaction design, the book is also useful for readers who already know the basics of real estate, but want a more flexible acquisition model that expands the number of possible opportunities. Its main benefit is conceptual. It reframes investing around terms, problem solving, and structure rather than simply savings or credit access. Compared with many real estate books that focus on flipping, wholesaling, or generic wealth advice, this one is more specialized and method-driven. It stands out because it centers on subject to and related creative finance strategies as a coherent system, not as a side tactic. If you would like to support Pace Morby, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.